I apologize in advance if it's a little disjointed. This is an excerpt. This is about half of my original disclosure story. It all started back when I was just 4, maybe 5, when a young life so sweet began to take a dive, when two girls, two preteens, began on me to touch and told me, don't tell, it's a secret, shh, and such. So until we moved away, relocated when I was 7, they touched me where they shouldn't, and it seemed like heaven, or so my young mind, undeveloped and unaware, thought, not knowing how wrong it was, even though it was clear they didn't want to be caught. What I found most confusing is understanding how could something so wrong and so vile to a child feel so good. But then we moved far away and I left Janice and Brenda behind. I remember wanting to tell someone, take the weight of the secret off my mind. But life quickly went on and I think I began to forget, unaware that the terror had not even begun as of yet. So from 9 to 14, instead of a slide, sandbox, or swing, I became two of my uncle's favorite new playthings. I was tormented, perplexed, never said a word to my mother. I didn't know who she'd believe. Would it be me or her brothers? So I kept both of their secrets, which they pounded in my head. Don't dare say nothing. I'll tell that you like it. I know you're faking sleep in this bed. So tell no one I did. After all, that much was true. I was wide awake faking sleep, not knowing what else to do. But it wouldn't stop there, even though now there were 4. How little I knew for me what was in store. Daryl, the drummer of a neighborhood band, well, he tried to rape me at 13, but I took a stand. I liked him. I had a crush when I entered his house. He threw me on his bed, ripped at my clothes, yet I told no one, stayed quiet as a mouse. Even though I was able to escape the reach of his grasp, the trauma of being attacked would continue to last. And then there was Timmy, who was dating a friend that I accompanied to pick something up when I noticed the trend. I was just sweet 16, but had gotten the clue of that little eye glimmer that only men do when there's something they want and that something is you. From him I ran so fast I came out of my shoe. Too afraid to go home, too afraid to turn back, I knew I'd tell no one of this latest attack. Eventually he left and I went home safe and well, but again kept a secret. There was no one I'd tell. At 17, Dwayne picked me up saying he'd take me home, but once in his car I noticed he started to roam. He drove all around and came to an hourly hotel, but by then I'd had enough and just started to yell. And that was the first time that I got to use my voice, to exercise my wishes, to make my own choice. I'd decide who would touch me. I'd decide with whom I'd sleep. These decisions are promise I simply could not keep. The most traumatizing thing is that during this time, my stepfather had begun touching this body of mine. I think it started around 14 or 15 or so. All I remember is that it's when my breasts started to grow. There was no safe space. Kitchen, hallway, or bath, he had his selection. He'd brush past me everywhere, ensuring I'd feel his erection. He was determined to have me, determined to touch. As a man in his 40s, for me, he was way too much. The worst of my memories, although not the worst that was done, occurred one afternoon in the midst of my fun. I was sitting in my room on the arm of my bed. He came just inside the door, and this is what he said. I'm leaving for work. Can I have a small kiss? I should have known right then something was gravely amiss. The next thing I knew, he put his tongue in my mouth, and all my thoughts of well-being suddenly flew to the south. I hated him more than I'd hated my life, so at 17, I decided to sleep with a knife. I wish I could say that that was the end, but there were others to come with whom I'd contend. It seemed in my life there was no one I could trust when a trip to the doctor taught me all men do lust. It didn't matter that he was an X-ray technician, because sex with me was clearly what he was wishing. As I laid on the table, my torso all bare, my youth nor feelings didn't matter. No, he certainly didn't care. I imagined leaving this planet, a trip to Mars, maybe Venus, because he kept rubbing himself on me, making me touch his penis. Why didn't I say something? Why didn't I yell? I guess he could read me. He knew I wouldn't tell. Again, I made it through, eventually left home in search of knowledge, not knowing this would again find me in college. A guy that I knew, an old elementary school buddy, had come to SU, the Maxwell School, to study. He'd always liked me, or so he did say, so he forced himself on me. For not liking him, I'd pay. When I left his apartment, went home seeking peace, I dialed 911, hoping to reach the police. But what I did not know of, what I had not a clue, the 911 system wouldn't come to Syracuse till the year 92. And as this was the fall of 1986, I reached for my phone book thinking this I could fix. So I called up a friend whose brother was a Syracuse cop, unprepared for his response, for he told me to stop. Said this would be bad, it would be in the news, and it'd be all my fault since the drinking I did choose. So I laid on my bed, soaked my pillow with tears, and carried that secret with the others for years. What is it that I could have done? What is it that I'd said that would land me, barely a teen, in some grown-up man's bed? I hate that my innocence didn't mean a thing, that they'd stolen it from me like snowfall does to the spring. The truth of the matter is, this is the deal. I wish I were as invisible as he often made me feel. That I could have melted into those walls that he passed by and rubbed me. The invisible daughter, not man, author Ralph Ellison could have dubbed me. The little girl is still in me and she'll never forget, hoping, wondering, waiting. Why is it not over yet? But there's one thing I'm sure of, yes, one thing rings true. It's so much better, easier to cope when there's support to turn to. So now that I'm stronger, found my voice, no longer the mouth, I'd encourage you all, make the choice, continue to support Vera House.